Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I think we talked about this morning. You know, they're a tough team to play against. Their defensive metrics are real good. And I thought we got a heck of a night from our goaltender because I thought defensively we made some big mistakes. We put them in a position to probably score four or five, but I thought UPL was really good for us.
On the other side, you guys created also. I mean, you didn't finish on us a lot of them, but you did create.
Oh, for sure. For sure. You know, what I'm referencing is like the gave him a breakaway at the start of the second period on a nothing play. We gave him another 3-on-1 on a – we already had a D in and, you know, another D pinched in. And, you know, those are the things that we hadn't been doing. Again, we got to clean that up. We were creating. I mean, we had a little bit of bad luck. You know, the Carrick shot goes off both posts and – you know, McLeod walked in, I think the end of the second or first, whatever that was, hit the crossbar. So we had some good looks. I thought our power play looked really good. You know, Tomer found a couple really, really nice holes, opened it up. They scored a nice goal. So, I mean, there's a lot of positive, too, in the game.
What does it say about your club mentally? The Carrick play happened 17 seconds later. The puck's in your net. There was weirdness, officiating, all sorts of things going on in that game. Guys were able to mentally stay with the fight.
I think it's that time of year where you have to be ready. It's stressful. It's unpredictable. You can get good calls. You can get bad calls. You can get borderline calls against you. There's a lot of stuff you got to fight through. I thought our guys did. They stayed together. The bench was good. And they just kept talking about getting back in the game.
Jack said he dusted off that move. He hadn't done it since his rookie year. Just, what did you think of the way? I mean, the way he scored, it was pretty interesting.
Yeah, you know, I think every goalie probably has a book on him now. That goalie's probably watched him, knew probably what he anticipated was might going to happen. I thought unbelievable move by him. And Seth Appert said that's the move that he used to use in Roch all the time.
What do you think of the play Benson made to set up Krebs on that goal?
A great play. You know, I think we had, I mean, like I said, we had a lot of good plays in the game. We didn't convert on some of them. That play, you know, he's made some really good plays down the stretch for us in a lot of games especially to tie this game to the taking the hit in the LA game for the game winner. Just big plays.
What is it with shootouts with your team? I mean, between your goaltenders making saves, your guys scoring, you're 5-0. What is it? Shootouts.
Well, I think again you struggle in a shootout if you don't score. You know, when you're a leadoff guy or second guy scores, if you can get the lead, you're gonna, you know, typically win. I think it's 80-some% of those shootouts, and so we got a good combination and we're getting that first save and we're getting our second guy or our first guy is getting the goal and getting the other team down.
Linda, your team came in having lost 3 in a row. Why was this game so important for your team's psyche?
Yeah, you know, I wrestle with that. I know it's 3 in a row, but at the same time, I think the numbers were 12-2-2 or something like that. And you know, two of those games you're getting points, which are important points. You know, even fighting back tonight, if you get 1 point, it's a big point. But to get back in the win column is a big deal because, you know, you look at the win column and all of a sudden you've lost, like you say, it shows you've lost 3 in a row. The battle by our guys tonight was big enough to overcome anything in the game that could have kept us from winning.
Some of the defensive mistakes there, is that chemistry or is that nerves or is it a little both maybe?
No, like that. You know, I've used this statement before. You got this time of year, you got to be comfortable being uncomfortable. There's a lot of things that happen in the game. From you know, you can look at officiating, you look at goaltending, you can look at anything. You know, you can look at bad breaks. You know, Sam's shot that doesn't go in. So You know, you get down in the last couple minutes. You know, you don't want to make a key mistake after you've battled back to get your point. Thanks.
All right, that is Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff as we...
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.